Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 10 with verses 5 through 9. Moses writes about the righteousness that comes from the law. The one who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith, do not say in your heart, who will go up into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will go down into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Today, we learn and hear why righteousness alone cannot find salvation unless living the Word of God in love, faith, and hope of mercy's confession, granting how one becomes saved. The Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Paul reflects on Moses' generation who lived the law, not knowing righteousness, but only the letters of the law, that Jesus Christ fulfills all prophecies, reflecting the fulfillment of God's word. This is where our practice comes to play. It is where we learn how important it is to pray unceasingly on every aspect of life. Proclaiming God's word in Christ is the only way to know eternal life. Today, I use the word from the 1964 film Mary Poppins, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, pointed out the meaninglessness of something sung to find happiness, while saying nothing at all, pointing that the law alone won't find its true meaning without the confession of Christ Jesus being raised and preached in the Gospels we share as the holy truth of a Savior who lived and died for me and for you. This is the Jesus we preach, he who was at the very beginning and came to live full human and fully divine, a growth witnessed over 2,000 years, confessed and lived in the hearts of believers who see redemption as forever living free. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We pray for our children each day by name, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot, and Julian, who's right next to me this morning. He's here next to my hand. He just woke up. He's staying with us today for a few days. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who are dying today, and we ask for peace in their hearts. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 10. It's verses 5 through 9. Kind of cool. I've got my grandson hanging out with me. It's got a word in it that he's probably going to learn one day in a movie that he hasn't seen yet, I don't believe. But maybe we'll get Mary Poppins from the library and reflect on this song. Righteousness is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, is its title today. Law righteousness, reflectively written by Moses, the law lived by those doing the same things show. Saying faith comes from righteousness is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say not heaven or hell down, come up, go. Saying, not so. Says you near God's word, heart and mouth preached. Mouth confessed, Lord Jesus believed. Faith's word given by us to those Paul couldn't reach. Amen. saved be, will you, heart-believing God raised Christ from death received. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It is December 27, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day for the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Julian, can you say, come say God bless you? Say it right here. God bless you. Say God bless you. Kind of loud right here. And you'll see it come up right here. Ready? One, two, three. God bless you. You can try or get you to laugh. How about laugh for me? You gonna laugh for me? Say hello, mamita. Who knows? Say God bless you. God bless you.
Good morning.
I wanted to close this morning in prayer for our good friend John Thorpe. Apparently, he's told me that he's got a positive COVID test, and he's really, really sick at home. And so we're praying for John this morning as we close in his memory of love for Jesus and his desire to be a part of Christ's kingdom. We pray for John Thorpe in the name of Jesus as we close today at 7:21. In the name of Jesus. John, we're praying for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.